Okay.
Alrighty. Now, good morning. Let's call a meeting to order at I have 10:29. We can start the meeting with this salute to the flag. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you. Good morning. I think we need a motion for the adoption of today's agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right, good morning. And I believe we do not have any public participation, but just for the record for the future, the board does receive our packages electronically. We go over them, and one of the board members reviews the bills with the staff. So just have that on record. And we'll begin with the reading and approval of the minutes of the last regular board meeting on May 18th. I'll need a motion for that.
I'll make a motion.
All right, I'll second.
I'll third. Okay, thank you. All right. We need a reading and approval of the minutes of the special board meeting on May 26th. We need a motion for that.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. And a reading and approval of the minutes of the special board meeting of June 1st. I need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. I'll second. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, reading and approval of payroll and related expenses. We need a motion for warrant number 38. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And then for warrant number 40.
I'll make it for 40.
I'll second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Okay, we need a reading and approval of the payroll summary of May 2020. Need a motion for that?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. And a reading and approval of the treasurer's report for May 2020. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. And a reading and approval of the schedule of bills. Motion for warrant number 39.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. I'll second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. All right, I believe we're on to director's report. Neely?
Hi. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Kristen and I have been very busy prepping for our phased reopening and getting staff ready and the building ready for one day opening back to the public. But in the meantime, we're introducing our curbside pickup service beginning this Wednesday, June 17th. So we've been working closely with Ginger and writing down step-by-step procedures. All staff will be required to participate no matter what department they work in. So we tried to divvy up who pulls the items, who's making the phone calls, took a look at how these items are handled so that there's maybe one staff member seeing the process through from start to completion. We are going to begin with a soft rollout, possibly this afternoon and tomorrow, for those folks who have items on the hold shelf already that have been sitting there since March.
Okay.
So once we introduce this service, it's here to stay. We're welcoming back our daytime security guard, Rich. He's going to help with just grounds management when we start with curbside. And then we will also be opening inside out on the same day, on the 17th.
Cool.
Oh, so okay.
One more step in the right direction.
Neely, how do you figure you're going to work, like an hour shift or something like that, or half hour shifts or any
so
idea?
So our window for pickup is from 9:30 to 4:30. Our hours of operation that staff will be in the building to start off are 9 to 5. And we are giving people like 2-hour windows
okay.
that they can just let us know that they'll be in sometime between 9:30 and 11:30, and we're doing hour shifts, Bob. Okay. Good guess. With a couple of staff members being for that hour assigned to running out the items to patrons' trunks upon arrival.
Cool.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Folks can order their items. We have a new email address, curbside@sachemlibrary.org. They can request through email, over the phone. They can place their own holds or through our chat.
Okay.
Very good.
Kristen, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Not particularly, no. I think you got it all.
Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything big. Thank you. And then we're tracking with the construction projects that are taking place in the building. And if you'd like to come in and take a peek, we have the public computers, just as a reminder, have been relocated to the main floor. And we were able to maintain the same number of PCs for our public. So we have 24 PCs that are going to be reconnected once our electric is run. We've changed the tech center into a quiet study area and have collected all of our Stickley furniture. And it looks like New York Public. It just looks so beautiful in there. Like it was meant to be in that room.
Really,
so very, very happy with it.
Yeah, I was going to say I was there doing bills this week, and I had good fortune of getting a quick little tour. And I do have to say they're doing a fabulous job there. Everything looks awesome.
Thank you so much, Diane.
I look forward to seeing it.
We're very proud of the transitions that we're making. We think that they're very smart in terms of noise zoning and giving the patrons what they want, because a couple of years ago we had done a community survey, and one of the things that the patrons let us know is that they like that we offer technology, they like using the public computers, they like our programs, and they love that we still have quiet study space, which a lot of libraries do not. So we're fortunate and happy to provide it for them, because we have the square footage, and we can't wait to give you guys the grand tour when the time is right.
Okay.
Our teams have been very busy redefining their job duties and what's going to take place as we have more and more staff coming back to the building, and everyone's really pitching in and helping return items and shelve items, and it's great for camaraderie and also a very good understanding, a thorough understanding of the business that we do. So we're very proud of our team and all of their efforts. And just want to, this month, just give a special thanks to the efforts of Robert Downs and Robert Buchenheim, both in their job capacities, and John Cox, all three in their job capacities have helped with different projects, the construction projects, overseeing it throughout the course of the past like 6 weeks, and they've done an excellent job. And we want the board to know that.
Oh, cool. I'll give them our best. Thank you.
And I believe that's all I really have to report that I wanted to speak to this month, unless you had any questions off of my written director's report.
One question. When we deliver the materials to the person's trunk, are we putting them in any kind of packaging, or is it just simply carry out book and I'm just wondering if it looked like my trunk, I would be hesitant to put something in my trunk. That's my only
curiosity. That is very funny. Okay. So Kristen researched and found us a really great brown paper bag that says curbside pickup, and it's a nice shopping bag size, so it would fit a number of materials in it, and we will be delivering the shopping bag out to a person's trunk or their back seat, but just maintaining a safe distance from the patron in the car. And then also, just as a reminder, the staff assigned to this running duty will be wearing proper PPE, a face mask, a face shield, and gloves.
Cool. Okay. Thank you.
Excellent.
You're welcome.
Neely, have you been getting a lot of requests for cups to pick up yet?
A lot of inquiry. Tracy did a beautiful job putting up that slide on our webpage, letting people know. And then also, I believe Dana put it on social media. So we have people who are really anxious to place holds and want to know how it functions. And we think that it's going to be very well received. We will have designated parking spots. Kristen and Amy printed up a banner. I think it goes across, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 spots, and we can expand it if we need to. We're going to utilize the van with our logo on it, and that will block off a few spots and hold the banner. So it's a span of about 6 spots right in front of the entryway.
Cool.
So it's been a collaborative effort, and everyone's had some really great ideas, and we appreciate their participation.
Excellent.
Very good. All righty. If there's not any more questions, we'll move on to the assistant director's report. Kristen, take it away. Good morning.
Hi, everybody. I don't have an official written report this month. We've been busy prepping for staff to return and start curbside pickup. But I do have a couple of things that I want to let you guys know. We have shared several health and safety information with the staff. 3 videos. One is COVID-19 safety tip for reopening your library by Demco. Another one was mitigating COVID-19 when managing paper-based circulating and other types of collections, and that was by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. And most recently, Mask Wearing 101, How to Use and Reuse a Face Mask by Sarasota Memorial Health System. So we've shared that with everybody. Who's home and who's been working. And then I implemented our own sort of training, which I compiled information from the Center for Disease Control, and we made our own required training that I put in a Google form. And all staff was mandated to read and view before returning to work. So it covered 6 topics. One was the symptoms of COVID-19. Another one was how to protect yourself and others. So another one was proper hand washing. I think I'm up to 4 now. How to wear and care for your mask. And then your employee rights under the Families First Coronavirus Act. So they had to view and read all the information from those sources and then check that they've read all that stuff, so we could keep track of who's taken their training. So we asked that they did that before they returned to work, and if they had any kind of technical issues at home, then their first shift back, so that everybody got the same information and the same training when they came back to work. Any questions on that?
Well, no. I was just going to ask, maybe some of those things might be of interest to the general public. Maybe eventually when things get less crazy, maybe we put some of them up on the website. Just the mask care of the masks and hand cleaning, mm-hmm. that sort of stuff.
I think we have some of it up under the COVID closing, but yeah, we can add some more stuff up there too.
Okay.
And then the two databases that we introduced last month in May did really well. Creative Bug had 22 people create logins. That was the one that dealt with all of the different crafting stuff. And then Universal Class had 320 logins in its first month. So
wow.
We're very excited about that.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Any more questions for Kristen?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We've got some library statistics. Everything looks pretty good, all things considered. And I guess we're not going to have a report from Marguerite this month, so we'll catch up on that. So we'll move on to old business. We need an approval of the new safety plan. Any discussion before we make a motion? Any questions?
I was just wondering, in that second line, I was reading it. I don't know if I feel like I'm wondering if it should be that instead. Then, let's see, the last few months have taught us that we must continue with our mission, but also do so in a manner that prioritizes.
Yes.
Safety. Okay. Because I know I'm trying to read through and comb through like you have asked, and that's the one thing I happen to see.
Good. Good catch. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know. I keep rereading it a little myself. Going, is there anything else? Because sometimes I miss them too.
You look at it so many times and you just speed over certain parts. So it's natural.
Right.
That's the teacher in you, Diane.
Well, sometimes. But I do the same thing. Like, I know what word should be there. So I'll say it without seeing it, really, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll certainly make that adjustment. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We want it out there with that, with it being then.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more items to discuss here? Everything looks pretty good.
Yeah. No. I think everything's, you know, clear and informative. I feel like, you know, there's nothing more that I could think needed adding at this point. So it looks good.
Okay. So can I ask for a motion to approve the new safety plan?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you very much for everybody's input. All right. We'll move on to some new business. We have some equipment disposals to take care of. We'll need a motion for that. I will make the motion to dispose of the following equipment.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Personnel report. Should I read this, Neely?
Yes, please, Dennis. Okay. Bob, sorry.
That's okay, not a problem. All right, personnel report for June 15th, 2020. We have a leave of absence. I recommend the board to grant Laura Panta, full-time librarian 3 in the teen department, a 3-month leave of absence beginning on June 22nd, 2020. I recommend the board grant Joyce Wood, full-time senior library clerk in the studio department, an extended leave of absence to end September 4th, 2020. Respectfully submitted, Neely McKay, director. Okay. Any discussion, questions? Anybody all set?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Any other for this month?
Yes, we're going to need to go into an executive session to discuss contracts.
Okay.
So right. I would ask that the board make a motion to go into executive session.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. So second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to sign off, okay, guys?
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.